Well, have you? I think most of us, when we pray, and hopefully when we pray regularly, we begin by addressing the Lord. We often say the words, "Dear God," or "Dear Heavenly Father." But do we ever think about what those words really mean? I mean, it becomes sometimes for us just like almost like we're addressing a letter. You know, you write a letter and you say, "Dear so-and-so," and you're writing that, or it might be a friend, dear auntie, dear mum, dear dad. Do you ever stop to think about that person? Well, hopefully you do, you know that person. But when we pray and we address God, we say, "Dear God," and sometimes all we need to do is just stop for a moment, think about who it is. You know, "Dear God," who's God? What we have been, as we began a couple of weeks ago, we're looking at the matter of knowing God and how important it is to know God. And A.W. Tozer said that what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. And that's so true. We need to have a right understanding of who God is and not who we think He is. Because often who we think He is we can make up a God of our own imagination. And then when we face troubles and trials, we think that God is not sufficient, God is not there, or God is different from how He is. But you know, God has made it so that He wants us to understand Him. We considered that verse in Jeremiah chapter 9, where He said that, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, or the rich man in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understands and knows me." And that reminds us that God has made it possible for us to know Him. Now, there's many things that we don't, you know, we have struggled to understand about God, and thankfully we don't need to know every bit of the attributes of God and all these things about theology in order to be saved. It's simply trusting in God, knowing that I'm a sinner, and as we sang before, "Lord, I need you. I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I'm in need of a Saviour. I know that Saviour is Jesus Christ, and I cry out to Him for salvation." And God, by His grace, saves us as we come to Him. But we want to grow deeper in our love for God. And so as a result of that, we want to begin to understand these things. We want to grow in a deeper knowledge of Him. Just as you, if you're married, or you have a relationships with family and things like that, you want to get to know the person better in order that you can love them in a greater way. And that's what we need to about God. Now, in our introductory message, we established the fact that the Bible not only declares that we can know God, because some people think, well, you know, you can't even know Him, but it does tell us that there's a possibility of having a knowledge of God, but also that God wants us to know Him. And God commands us as His people to get to know Him better, and so that we can grow in our love for Him, that we can serve Him, and...